So as it relates to RAID, yesterday we talked a little bit about the love in the Torah of Loisakifu Pas Roishcha. And as promised, today we are going to talk a little bit about the love in the Torah of Upas Zikonam Loigalechu Loisashchis Pas Zikonecha. How does that come into the beginning of Masechta Shavuos? It's because the Gemara says the reason we're learning Masechta Shavuos now is behemshach to the sugya of Peis HaRoish and Hashchas HaZakan that was mentioned in the end of Masechta Makkos. So yesterday we talked about Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Rishonim that are chaylik with Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis. With regards to the Isser Loisakifu Pas Roishchem, whether or not the Isser is only to remove the Peis HaRoish with a tar, with a gulmeser, with a razor, or even if a person would remove his Peis with misparayim, scissors that are ke'en tar, that in and of itself would be a problem. Big Machloikis Rishonim, two deis brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, and the Mechaber says the appropriate thing is to be Machmer, like Tosfos in our sugya, and for a yid not to remove his payas, even with a misparayim ke'en tak. Now that was all with regards to the iser of payas, with regards to the iser of loisakifu pas roish. What about as it relates to the iser of hashchas hazakan? Is there an iser for a yid to remove his beard if he's not going to do it with a tar, he's not going to do it with a razor, but rather it's going to be with a misparayim ke'en tar? Now, at first glance, if you went over to someone in the street and you asked him this question, he would do a double take. He would say, come again? This is Zil Kari Bei Rav. This is L'chayr, the most obvious halach in the world. Everybody knows that it's also for a person to remove his beard with a razor, but if he's going to do it in some other fashion, it's going to be the proverbial misparayim ke'en tar, or the proverbial malakit verahitni. It's not going to be an issue. And the truth is, at first glance, the man on the street is right. In fact, just the chaza. The Mishnah in Masechtas Makkos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says that al hazakon, as it relates to the iser hashchas hazakon, there are five zones on the face that matter. Shtayim mikan, ve'achas milamata. And if a person would destroy all the hair on his face, he would get malchus five times. Because each one of these zones is mechayev, an extra malchus. Mishnah then says, the only time a person would get malchus is if he would remove his hair with a tar. Meaning, if he would do it in any other way, it wouldn't be a problem. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, that gives us the makar to this halach. It's kedai to read the brayso again. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Upaas akonim lo yugalechu. Yochel, I would have thought, afilu gilcheb in misparayim yechayev, that even if the person removed his hair with a misparayim, with a scissor, he would be chayev. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, lo yisashchis eis paas ikonecho. Meaning, from Upaas akonim lo yugalechu, it sounds like you can't shave your beard. It doesn't matter how you do it. Talmud Loimar, loisashchis eis pasikonecho, that if you remove it with a misparayim, it's not a problem. E loisashchis, the Braisa continues and says that had it only said loisashchis, yochel, I would have thought imliktoi bimalakit or hitni yechayev, that if you use some other tool, that would also be a problem, meaning not a tool that a barber uses. Talmud Loimar, it's for that reason the Torah also said upasikonom loyigalecho. In other words, from upasikonom loyigalecho, we learn that the only time a person's over the iser is if he does it in some form of derech giluach. You use a barber's tool. From the fact that it says in the Torah, lo yisashchis eis pasikonecho, we learned that a scissor is not a problem. You actually have to be mashchisit. Okay, so what do you end up with when you darshan these two psukim, giluach sheyesh by hashchasa? The only time it's a problem is if you can check off both boxes, where number one, it fits into the criteria of upasikonim lo yigalechu. Number two, it fits into the criteria of lo yisashchis eis pasikonecho. And what is that? Heavy Oimer says, the Gemara is a tar, it's a razor. So it's a pretty mefurish Gemara that the iser of Hashchas HaZakan is dafka in the event that a person is going to remove his beard with a razor. And the truth is, this mefurish Mishnah, which is expounded on a braisa, is also a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. This is the same Simen that we talked about last night. And this is in Sif Yod Aleph, says, quote, Peis HaZokein Heim Chomish. V'Rabu Behem HaDeyos, a lot of different deyos, what exactly these five zones are. L'fichach Yorei Shamayim, Yetze Eskulon, V'lo Yavir Tar Al Kol Zekonen Kla. It's for that reason a Yorei Shamayim should be nervous and be concerned that he's not 100% sure what the five zones on his face are. And for that reason, lo yaver tar al kol skoneka. He should not allow a razor to touch his face. The Mechab is very clear that the iser of hashchosas zaken is dafka with a tar. Meaning, it's dafka, if you're going to use a tar, it's going to be a problem. Another halacha. Einoi chayev al hashchosas peis hazaken el batar. Even one more first. A person is not chayiv this iser unless he's mashchis his zaken with a tar. Avo b'misparayim mutter. If you're going to use a misparayim, it's mutter. Afilu ke'en tar. Even if it's going to be ke'en tar. So the Mechaber says it once. Shina hakosav la'akev. He couldn't be more clear. The sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is like the pashtis in the Mishnah, like the pashtis in the Brais, and that is the iser is only noigeya in the event that you are going to use a tar. If you're not going to use a tar, it's not going to be a problem. Just to explain this one tefach deeper, it's mefurish in the sugi mesachtes makis, but it's really not, because the sugi mesachtes makis is discussing Elohein aloiken. So really, you could have walked away from the Gemara and you could have said that as it relates to malchus, maybe there has to be a tar, but maybe when it comes to issa the het or not, comes again the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, who's discussing not malchus, that's Hilchos Olam Mashicha. He's discussing Yoredeya, and he says mefurish, avo b'misparayim mutter, afilu ke'en tar. And when he tells you to be machmer, what he says is v'layaver tar al kol zakonei klal. That's the chumra you have to worry about. But as it relates to a misparayim, there's no mention anywhere of it being aser. To the contrary, avo b'misparayim mutter, afilu ke'en tar. So at first glance, it would seem to be very schwarz and weiß, very black and white. It doesn't even seem to be open for any interpretation, for any negotiation. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and this is in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam introduces the laws of Hashchos HaZaken. We read a little bit from this Rambam last night. Now we're going to read a little bit more. Says the Rambam, Derech koimrei avodah zarah hayo lahashchis kanam. The derech of the galochim was to destroy their beer. Lefichach asra Torah lahashchis hazaken. So for that reason, the Torah said it's awesome. The Torah was disappointed why the Rambam gave this time of the Korah. But either way, this is what the Rambam says. V'chomish peyos yeshboi, and the Rambam gives his definition of what exactly the chomish peyos are. Skipping a little bit, says the Rambam, "V'enoi chayiv ad sheyigal chenu betar. You're only chayiv if you're migaleich betar. Shenema v'loy sashches es pasikonecho. And we learn from there, giluach sheyesh b'yashchasa. Says the Rambam, "Lefichach, it's for that reason, im gilach skonoi b'misparayim potter. If a person's going to go and he's going to be migaleich hizokim with misparayim, he's going to be potter." Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says, "Enoi chayiv ad sheyigal chenu betar." And then he says, Lefichach im gilach skonoi b'misparayim potter. We know, says the Kesef Mishnah, that potter in Shas means potter avoloser. And milushoyne yazov shel haramam, it sounds like the Rambam was telling us that although there's a din of giluach sheyesh bay hashchasa, and although there's a din of tar, but tar is dafka with regards to the chiyuv. It's regards to Elohein aloiken, which is the sugya mesachtes makis. Vein eichayiv achigal chenu betar. Aber if you're going to do it not with a tar, you're going to be potter. But what does potter sound like? Potter means usually potter avalasa. So says the Kesef Mishnah, and I quote, Ikala medak, b'masha kosef em gilach skone b'misparayim potter, d'mashma isura ikka. The mutter mi boyle, because really, if the Rambam held that it's mutter lechatchila, that's what he should have said. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Nira Loimar, the Sircha Delishna de Masnis and Nakat. That although the Rambam said that, but the Rambam was just quoting the Mishnah. Obe v'lav dafka, it's lav dafka, the lechatchila nam yishari. In other words, the sugya of loisashkes pasikonech is in the sugya of Elohein aloiken. And that's a sugya of chayef or potter. So the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, even though he wasn't only discussing Chayav a Potter, but at the end of the day, he was quoting the Lashon HaMishnah, and the Mishnah's Lashon is Ve'enei Chayav Achi Etlenu Besar. So the Rambam went with that lead, and he said Enei Chayav. How did he say Enei Chayav? He said potter, which means einoy chayev. But it's sircha delishna de masnisen nokat, says the Kesem Mishnah, the lav dafka de lechatchila na mishari. Stating that, the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah reish nun beis, in the mitzvah of Shalila Hashkes Pazakon, he brings the Rambam and he says, because of a Rambam Zechreinu Levracha, Vim Gilach b'misparayim potter. Nira Midvarav. It sounds like from the Lashon of the Rambam, the Davka Potterhu, Avol Osir Lasois Kain. That even though it's true, it's Potter, but at the same time, it's going to be Osir. So this deed that the Kesef Mishnah made, and he was Madcha, it's Sircha the Lishna the Masis and Nakad, the Sefer HaChinuch already made. And the Chinuch says it Allah Lamaisa. The Chinuch is one of the Rishonim. And he understood that when the Rambam says Potter, he meant Potter Avol Osir. Really, there is going to be an Isir for a person to be Mashchis his Zakan, even Misparayim Kainta. Everybody knows it's tar, yeah, because everyone learned Makis. And in Makis, you learn the Sungas of Eloin Aloikin. And that's Pashit, that as it relates to Malkis, as it relates to Chayiv, oh, that's enough in a Mishnah. Eimei Chayiv, Achi Galchenu B'tar. But as it relates to Isser Veheter, the Rambam's Lashon was Potter. Potter always means Potter Avalasar, says the Sefer HaChinuch. If that's the case, that's the way it's going to come out in the Shittas HaRambam. And the truth is, if you look around in the Achronim a little bit, there were many Mefarshei Rambam that understood the Rambam that way. The Maaser Rekeach, one of the Kadmoinim, who wrote a classic work on the Rambam. It's the way he understood the Rambam. The Merkeves HaMishnah, Rav Shloimeh Chelama, one of the great Kadmoinish commentaries on the Rambam. This is the way he understood the Rambam. Rav David Pardo, in a tshuva, in the Shailos HaTshuvas, Michtam LeDavid, was very Meirich, and he said it's Mefurish in the Rambam. It's Mefurish in the Rambam that the Rambam says Potter, and the Rambam always means Potter Avalos. I, the Kesef Mishnah, said Sircha, the Lishna, the Masnis, and Nakat. It's a doichik, because the Rambam is so precise in his language always. And to say that the Rambam would mislead people in something so meaningful is very hard to believe. And if the Rambam said Potter and he didn't say Mutter, Potter means Potter, and it doesn't mean Mutter. Oh, but the emes is that if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, right here in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, the Beis Yosef, who of course was the Kesef Mishnah, he talks more about the Rambam. He's more Meirich. And he brings a raya to his understanding of the Rambam. And really, b'muscho rishon, it sounds like a raya she'inol of tshuva. And that is, if you take a look at the Rambam, earlier in Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam was talking about the halacha of Peyus HaRosh. So you go through the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. So the first six Seifim are talking about the Isser of Peyus HaRosh, and then the rest of the Seifim talk about the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken. Similar to the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Kuf Pei Aleph, the beginning of the Simen talks about Peyus HaRosh, the end talks about Hashchas HaZaken. Just to bring out how similar and how much they're hukish lahadadi. In the Rambam there in one Perek, in Shulchan Aruch there in one Simen. But either way, when the Rambam talks about the Isser Peyus HaRosh, so the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, "Upeyuzu shemanichem betzido loy nosnu b'chachamim shir." Chachamim didn't give a shir as to the amount of payas that a yid is not let a root. The shamanu miskeinenu she'eni maniach pachas me'arbam sayers. Then the Rambam says, "Umutter lilkoit ha'payas b'misparayim." You should know it's mutter for a person to remove his payas with a scissor. Loy nesar ela hashchasa shalsa. Because the only thing that's aser is to remove it with a tar. Now this Rambam is clearly the sheet of the Ritva, the Eish Machmirim that the Mechaber brings, not like Tosfos and Shavuos, that Beis Amid Beis, that holds that just like the Isra Hashchas HaZaken is Dafke Betar, so too the Isra Peis HaRosh is also Dafke Betar. And Kilo, when the Mishnah says, on Daf Chof HaMed Alef HaMesechtes Makis V'Enei Chayiv, unless you remove it with a tar, it's not only going back on Hashchas HaZaken, but it's going back on the whole Mishnah. It's going back on the Isra Peis as well. Aber Hagabat Smecha, the Rambam, when he talked about his tremendous kula in the Isser Peyus HaRosh, and that is why Neser Ella Hashchas HaShaltar said the Rambam Umutter Lilkoy Tapeyus B'Misparayim. It's Mutter Lechatchila, Mutter, not Potter, Mutter to go ahead and remove the Peyus with the Misparayim. Says the Beis Yosef, Mi Nitla B'Mi. Where did the Rambam even get this idea that this is Din Tar by Peyus HaRosh? He got it from Hashchas HaZaken, the Hekish, whatever. This is where he got it from. This is where he got it from. But at the end of the day, there's no way in the world that Peyus HaRosh is going to be more kulodik than Hashchas HaZaken. Right? It's just the opposite. By Peyus HaRosh, the Shittas that old Misparayim is also midai reis amamish. Because there is no mention of the word Hashchas. Hashchasa. The whole mention of the word Hashchasa is dafka by the parish of the Hashchasa Zakim. A bezok to Beis Yosef. That's Poshet. That if the Rambam said, Umutal Lilkai Tapeis b'misparayim, it means it with regards to Peis HaRosh and Kal V'chomer, Ben Benoishel Kal V'chomer, it has to mean it by Hashchasa Zaken. He said there's no way you can rationalize that the Rambam Shita would be that it's Asim Midai Reisna to be Mashchis the Zaken with a Misperayim Keintar, yet it would be Mutal Chatchilo to remove your Peis with a Misperayim Keintar. In the Cheshbon of the Sugya, there's no Mokim in the world to say it. So you have to say that once the Rambam wrote Umutal Lilkai Tapeis B'Misperayim, he understood that you were going to chab that if it's true by Peis, it's by Hashchasa Zaken. Why then did he say Einoi Chayiv Ad Shigalchenu Betar and Lefichachim Gilich Skonim and Misperayim Potter? Says the Kesa Mishnah, it's based on what I said. It's based on the fact the Sircha Delish and the Masnis and Nokat are Bevelav Dafka. There's no question it's Lav Dafka. Delechatchila Nami Shari. And Emes is like this. Rabbi Vadi Yosef in his Shail Shachubas Yabiyo Oimer, and this is in Chelik Tes Yerideya Simen Yud. So he wrote not just the tshuva on this topic, he wrote a kuntres. It's interesting. The kuntres is called kuntres pa'as hazakon. And in parentheses, Rabbi Vadya wrote, Begematria Avadya Yosef ben Yaakov. Interesting. But either way, this is what Moron Avadya wrote. And it's pages long. Kedarka Bakoidish. It is a definitive, not the, but a definitive Maramokim as it relates to this noise. And right in the beginning, in Sivkot Aleph, when he goes through this Inyan, so he presents the Sugya, the way we just presented it, Pachas Yoser. And he mentions the Rambam. And the fact that there's a little bit of a tumult, a little bit of a controversy, exactly how to understand the Rambam. But Rabbi Avadya said that the emes is, even though the Rambam wrote the word potter, which is a little bit of a misleading word, the Kesem Mishnah was already bothered by it. The Sefer HaChinuch said potter means potter avalos, right? Other Mefarshi and Rambam said that way. But he said, if you look around at all the Rishonim, it's klar. No one even brought us a Rambam. And all the Rishonim, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, were of the opinion that it's Mutal Chatchila for a person to be Mashchis his Zakon if he's doing so with a Misperayim. Just to read a little bit of the list. The Rivan, in the Sugi of Makis, Daf Chof Aleph, he says a Mefurish. He says, okay, you'll tell me maybe the Rivan is being Mefarish, he's not being a Poisek, but it's Klor. If you go back in Chazal last week's Daf, it's Mefurish. The Rivan says that if you're not using a Tar, it's Mutal Chatchila. The Ritva says it in the Sugya. The Meiri says it in the Sugya. The Nemuka Yosef says it in the Sugya. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said a Mefurish. It's an Archas Chayim. Toisvis in Nazar Daf Mem Amad Bey says a Mefurish. The Rosh in his Pirish Amasech Des Nazar over there, Mem Amad Bey says a Mefurish. It's an Ofen Akol. So said Rabbi Vadya, at the end of the day, all the Rishonim named it on for a Dover Pashat. And if all we have working against it is a Diyak in the Rambam, although the Diyak is a Shtarka Diyak, but all the Rishonim held not that way, and no one quoted as a Rambam, which screams from the rooftops, they didn't have this Rambam. And the emes is the Kesef Mishnah's Taina to support his Pshat in the Rambam is L'chayra, a tshuva nitzachas. Very hard to argue with that Taina. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Vadya, Ein lanu ela biyuroi shel HaKesef Mishnah b'divrei HaRambam. And if that's the case, L'chayra, what comes out, it's really the sheet of Kemat all the Rishonim, Uberoshon, the Shitas HaRambam, that the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken is Dafka with Atar, and if it's not with Atar, not only you're not going to get Malkus, not only is it Potter Avaloser, but it's something that's going to be Mutal Chatchila. And the truth is, the Kesef Mishnah in Perik Yud Beis Achsevei Dezara, which is the Beis Yosef, in his Pirish on the Torah, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Lishi Tosoi, in Mechaber, in Yerudea, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, he laid it out very, very clearly, and he said it's Mutter. He didn't bring 2 days like he brought by Peis HaRosh. Over here he said it's Mutter, and it's all Lishi Tosoi in the way he understood the Rambam, and really in the way he spanned all the Rishonim that he was privy to, and as far as he was concerned, although by Peis HaRosh, there's a Tosis and Shuas that Beis Amad Beis, this is a major league tomo, but when it comes to this Inyan, this is something that is very, very clear. And the emes is that really, the early Achronim, if you look at some of the tshuvas, they all, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, went along with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, Kach kibalnu al natzmenu, that the psak of the Mechab and the Rambam. By the way, the Rambam's not chaylik with us. In fact, if you take a look in the Darkei Moshe in Yerudei, Kuf Bei Aleph, so he talks a little bit about what the Beis Yosef said, and he says, v'cheinu aminik, which is the Rambam's way of saying that, of course, we go along with this as well. So this is really what the Mori, the Shulchan Aruch, all came out, and again, there's many tshuvas that were written, but at the end of the day, this seems to be the overwhelming consensus in terms of how the poskim went about discussing the shaila. Stating that, there's another element to this whole shaila. And it's an element that usually doesn't permeate so much halachic discussions, but this is one of the exceptions to the rule, where it's an element that makes a lot of noise. And I think a good way to be marked in this is with Dvarim Mefursamim, Shalmaran Hachsam Sofer, and this is in a tshuva, it's an Eruch Chaim, Simin Kuf Nun Test. So the Shoyl in Tshuva Chsam Sofer asked the Chsam Sofer a whole bunch of different questions. In fact, the conversation that this Shoyl has with the Chsam Sofer starts in Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. The name of the Tshuva is Inyonim Shoynim. And then it carries over into Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. And a lot of the different things that was being discussed were shaving-related things. Sfira, Asandik, Bein HaMitzarim, Chalomoid. So all things Tiglachas is what's happening over here in these Tshuvas. At the end of Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches, so the Chsam Sofer writes to the Shoyl, Ashem Milei Piv Teichachos. The fact that you, the Shoyl, came with a full mouth of Teichacha, Kadosh Yeyomer Loi. There's a certain element of Kedusha that I'm sensing in your Kanos with some of the things that you're writing about. Aval Asher, some pun of Negled, Megulche Hazaket. But the fact that in your Kanois, you came out so strong against people that shave their beards, Lo Yodati Maharasha Godolaze, says, I don't know what the Grace Rash is. Let's sit down together, let's learn up the Sugya, and let's try to figure out whether in fact there's anything to talk about. Now, we're not going to go through the whole rest of the Chsam Sofer because it's a little bit long. One Maramachim that you have to know when you go through this Indian that the Chsam Sofer mentions is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is in Simin Reish Tzadikeh. It's one paragraph. Shailo, Yesh Nidnud Isser Ligaleach Pas Hazokim B'Misperai Oiloi. Is there a Nidnud Isser for a person to cut his beard using a Misperai or not? That's the question. Said the Trumas Hadeshen, Yira, the Yesh Makum Lahachmer, El She'en Ha'oilom Nizarim B'Dover. There's makom to be machmer, however, the velt is not nizer to be machmer. And then he explains, kasa begillion, betoisvis, bereish masach teshvuas. Again, so much of this is playing out here in the beginning of masach teshvuas. This feels like a digression, but if you learn the beginning of the masach with the rishonim, it's really not. Vezel rishonim, this is what Toisvis says. Yeich nizorin, kishem mesabrim b'misparayim, when they cut their beard with a misperayim, she'ein oisim betachtoin klum el be'elyon. They don't use the bottom part, they only use the elyon. Ki choyshashim she'em yasu kulam betachtoin. If they're going to use the bottom part, she'em ye'erish le'yacht gzuge elyon el betachtoin. Maybe they're only going to cut using the bottom parts. Again, you have to know what this misperayim looked like. V'hu kemoy tar, and it's going to end up looking like a tar. Ad kan loshoin toisvis. V'hine, says the Trumas Hadeshen, koshem oid liyos nizah bedoverzeh. It's not so easy to be nizer in this, and because it's not so easy to be nizer in this, so yesh makom lahachmer. There's a makom to be machmer that maybe this should be an issue. Amnon nira denochem lizor, and then he tells you exactly how you should do it. And if it's not too sharp to misperayim, then anyways, this is not an issue, and then there's not going to be a problem at all. Incidentally, Rabbi Avadya brings this Trumas Hadeshen as one of the rayas that there's no iser be'etzim of shaving with a misperayim keintar. Because if there's an iser be'etzim, so why is the Trumas Hadeshen coming from this Gilyan Toisvis? Be careful with the misperayim, because the chelak atachton could be like a tar. What do you mean? Typically, misperayim keintar is only potter avalosu. So really, the Trumas Hadeshen, we count in 9 in our list, would be a 10th poisek rishon that held that this is not going to be an issue. But either way, the Chsam Sofer addressed this Trumas Hadeshen, and the Chsam Sofer, after he brings the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen, so he says, V'yodana shehu midid l'shchech. Now, this whole chashash that the Trumas Hadeshen talked about is midid l'shchech could be in the times that the Trumas Hadeshen was shchech, in the times that the Chsam Sofer wasn't. But he says, this Trumas Hadeshen is not even something we need to concern ourselves with, because this is something that's without a question midid l'shchech. But there's one chelik of the Chsam Sofer that is worth talking about, and that is as follows. Umashe Ramas, this that the Shoyl was miramis in his tshuva, l'sifrei mikubalim. to the Svarim of the Mekubalim. Shekasvu, they wrote, Shaloi lahoishit yodayim bedik nikla, that a person should never touch his beard. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ein li esek b'nistaris. I want you to know that as it relates to that, I don't get involved in these inyanim. But more than that, Avu mehem u'mehamoinom hutru haritzua legamri. But really, from the Mekubalim themselves, you have the strongest response to this. Where is that? Because Bechol Eretz Italia, and this is something that's pervasive throughout the land of Italy. Shekol Chachomea, because all the Chachme Italia, and there were many, Megul Chezok, they all are shaven. V'nitlin be'ilon gadol, and they rely on the ilon gadol, Rav Menachem Azariah, Balasorim Amoros, known to us as the Ramah Mipano, Aviyah Mekubalim, he was the father of all the Mekubalim, Shehu Hoyo Megulach, he was clean shaven, Mibli Hisher Saira Echad. Literally, used to say, and then he says, he says, I'm going to be mayrich in something that I have no yad v'shem boy. And then he goes on, he talks a little bit about the history of when people first started maybe removing their beard. Oh, but the bottom line is this is what the Chassam Sofer said. He said, you're telling me that al pi Kabbalah, it's written, so the Chassam Sofer said, I want you to know, in fact, mehem u'me'amoinam hutra haritzua legamri b'choleretz Italia, and their toilet be'ilon gadol ramanachem azariah bala asorim amoreis aviyah mekubolim shehu hoyim megulach mibli hish nesayre echas. And not just that, he said, al pi kabbalah, there's an afkamina between Eretzol and Chutzlars. And a Chutzlars, this is dafka the way it's supposed to be. Now, the truth is that if you know, you know. This Hagodas Eidos that the Chassam Sofer said, others challenged. And really, the makar to what the Chassam Sofer wrote comes from a sefer called Be'er Esek. The Be'er Esek was written by one of the Italian gedolim of that kufa. In fact, it was reprinted recently by Mechon Mishas Rabarim, Bismedrish Gavoya's publishing house. And in She'ela Ayin, he talks about this inyan. Alpi Kabbalah, this is Zach of having a beard, and you're not allowed to even touch the beard. Right, this whole inyan. And the Be'er Esek says that his Rebbe, this is what he writes, his Rebbe was an Eidim by the Ramah Mipano. And he told him, Hagodas Eidos, that every single Erev Shabbos, the Ramah Mipano, Hoyechayef Reshe, he would shampoo his hair, Umestaper Bedikne, and he would trim or he would shave his beard, Kiminag Italia, like the minig of all the Italian Rabbanim. Umi Yoichal Bisra Shmeina, Absoir de Dahava, Mimichachmas, Ariza, Tzalchutz Mimeno, and said, the Be'er Esek, who is more of a Talmud of the Arizal than the Ramah Mipano? And if this is the way he was noyig, that means really his minig is Shroshe Biktusha, it's Shroshe Betoiris Ari, and if that's the case, this is going to be okay. Stating that, there's a tshuva that was written by another one of the great Italian Rabbanim, and this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas. And this is printed in Shailos HaTshuvas Divrei Yosef. It's in Simin Chaf Hei. And he brings that the Be'er Esek said that he had a Kabbalah from the Edom of the Ramah Mipano, that Ramah Mipano, every single Erev Shabbos, Hayim Mistaper Bedikne. And he says that it's 100% not true. This is what he said. I'll just read a few excerpts. Oit Kosav, Shedorash V'chakar Al Minug Meirenu, Harab Menachem Azari Zeche Tzadik V'kodosh L'Vracho, V'yo So says the Divrei Yosef, Midakomer have a mistaper bedikne, Voloikomer mistaper dikne, mistaper bedikne, not mistaper dikne, Muchach shloy heiduloish ramazal, hoy mistaper kozikne. It's clear that he didn't remove his whole beard, he was mistaper bedikne, Elo miktasa, Vimkenu, maybe Raya Lister Dvarov. If that's the case, he's really bringing a raya list to Dvarav. Why? Shekosav l'ildu b'chutz l'aretz adif l'galcha. And now all of a sudden he's saying that even the Ramah Mipano, who's ke'ilu, the manda amar that holds, that b'chutz l'aretz, it's l'chatchila to shave. You see, he didn't shave 100%. And then he says, v'oid, ani chokarti al zeh mirabin yomin hakoyin. Now this Rabbi Yomin HaKoyin was the Shver of Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, who was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. These are all the great Italian Rabbanim, late 1600s, early 1700s. And This is what he told me. V'zel l'shoinoi. Divrei bal be'er esek ein roi l'smoi chaleim. Ki kvar hisasku imoi bali hayra mikam et shuvei shobo usham deloi ke hilchasa. V'aniro isni b'mentua tsuras ha-rama. I saw a picture of the Rama mipano v'hu b'zokein moli al kol gidoisav ad kam l'shoinoi v'arezu ha-kosho b'gufa shal edos. B'kitzner, he's Meirich, he talks more about this Indian, but this Hagodas Eidos that Chassam Sofer said, so based on this Divrei Yosef, others tain it that there was a picture that was seen of the Rama Mipano, and in that picture he had a beard, and if in that picture he had a beard, must be that, no, something along the way, Epis, there was a miscommunication, but Al Kaponim, this is the Eidos. But one thing is clear, and that is, what the Shoyl was telling the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer was masking, that in the world of Kabbalah, there's an inyan shaloi lahoshi yadayim bedikni klal. That's something that, without a question, is very, very much brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah. There's a quote from the Arizal, where the Reb Chaim Vital said as follows, Kosev Reb Chaim Vital, V'hoyamayri zechreinu levrocha nizim ma'oit shaloi lachtech seir hazok in klal. Loi betar v'loi b'misperayim. Loi l'mala v'loi l'mata v'loi b'shum mokam in hazokin. Afilu l'mata tachas hazok ba'oisam sayres kitanim achoyfifim al agore mamash. Aval aseyres shebesofe al yoyna by the mustache hama'akev eso achilo hoyo koitz tzoy b'misperayim. That he would cut with a misperayim. V'loi oid. Elo shehoyo oi meshe isir godol ma'oid hu lakor e litoish b'yadoi afilu seyr echo bilvad b'chol mokim skonoi. Ki heim tzinoiroi shal shefa v'lo chen tzorich odam lizor shlo yosim yodoi b'skonoi l'mashbish bo kidei shlo yakev yitlish ezesa. So Reb Chaim Vital said that I was mekabel from my Rebbe that this is an os isir chomer ad l'moy. Now, could be chutz l'aretz is different, chvestish. But al-kopanim, this is what Darizal said. Darizal said it's an isir godol ma'oid. And really, through the beard, this sinoiris of shefa that come to a person, and through these sinoiris of shefa, a person can be zoicha to marry the gezachin. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to remove that, this is what you're playing with. And the emes is shroshay of this whole union is a zaya. The zaya is in Parshas Nosai. It's daf kuf lamid omid beis pasach reb shimon va'omer vay man da oishid yodei bedekna. Woe is to a person who allows his hand to touch his beard. So it's l'chayra. Enough in Isaiah. Now, that says, if you look at the Mefarshei Isaiah, so Ander say that really what he's referring to is making a shvua, and the dikna yilah. So again, I think it's all part of what the Chassam Sofer meant when he said "Ein li esek b'nistaris." And as a result, we don't know always 100% how to interpret these inyanim. But one thing is clear: it's not a shaila. Then when you go through Sifrei Kabbalah, starting from the Zohar and Parshas Nasai, working your way down to this Arizal, it's an iser chomer ad l'ma'oik for a person to even touch his beard. You know, I came across a tshuva, and the shaila's tshuva is Torah l'shma. So we've spoken about the shaila's tshuva is Torah l'shma, right? Most notably, who is the mechaber of the shaila's tshuva is Torah l'shma? Was it the Ben Ishchai, or maybe it was a yid by the name of Rabbi Cheskel Kuchli, who no one ever heard of. But either way, in Simon Tov Mem Ches, so he discusses this inyan a little bit, and this is the shaila that he was asked. Ready? He wants to know, Tzorchein Ladino, is a person allowed to comb his beard? Mamish Rab Kiveger's Gilyan Ashas in Shvuas Da Beis Amid Beis, whether or not you're allowed to comb your payas. Why not? Because it could be a malakit for a hitni, according to Tosis, maybe you're going to be over an Isser. Kled! What about your beard? Is your beard going to be awesome or is your beard not going to be awesome? Now it's interesting. Why did Reb Kiveger talk about this? Parshas, it was Loyola al Daita. It was Loyola al Rayoina that should be a problem. Because in Shulchan Aruch, it's Mefurish, that this is not going to be an issue. Oh, but the Torah Lishma is coming up in Kabbalah. He's coming up in Darizal that said it's an Isser Chomer Adam Ahoyt. And if that's the case, should it be a problem? That's rather very zis, the way he sets up the question. He says sometimes a person has a beard, the hairs can get entangled, and you want to remove them, and if you're going to want to, just to make it nice, Akeli Van Veyu, the Kovet Shabbos, so how are you supposed to go about it? And he has a whole tshuva. B'chol erev Shabbos, achar etzchitzo, yafred es sayris skonoi be'etzpa oisov, b'nachas la'at la'at. Kidei shlo yitlshu sayris b'yodayim. Avu b'mesarek lo yase yan kivadai yitlshu sayris. Ach, be'etzpa oisov, b'nachas lo yitlshu. V'avu b'she yitlu sayris. Even though some hairs will fall out,
Heina elu heim klusha me'atzma mikoydim. Those you don't have to worry about because they were already togush. V'zeh afrodo shalasayris mukhrech lasis. It's mamish gishmak how he goes through this part of the bit, that part of the bit. Abel ha'maisa, in the world of the Benish Chai, coming from the world of the Torah Sari, Rav Kiveges Sarachin Ladina is equally as applicable when it comes to the beard. Good, one is in Torah San Nikla, the other one's in Torah San Nister. But at the end of the day, you see it's a Dabar Chomer Adol Moed. And because it's a Dabar Chomer Adol Moed, since for that reason, you have to take it very seriously. But Al Kaponim, this is L'chayra, the very high level setup to the Sugya. You go through the Gemara, Makis, Chav Chav Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, Nyeridei, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, the Rambam with Ruba, Mefarshei Rambam, and Rishonim in Perik Yudbei, Silchas Avodah Zarah, what seems to emerge is that the Ikar Adin, there's no question in the world, it's also for a person to be Mashkes Zakon, stating that if you want to use a Misparayim, even if it's Ke'en Tar, it's not something that's Aser, it's not Pater Aval Aser, it's something that's Mutter Lichat Chila Mamish. In the world of Nister, in the world of Kabbalah, in the world of the Arizal, this was something that was very, very chomer, not stam chomer, and it's really rooted in a lashon from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar said, "Vay man da oishet yadei bedikna," which a lot of Mefarshei HaZohar mean literally, that it's aser, or vay, for a person that touches his beard, because this sinuris of Shefa, that he's removing from his life, by him going ahead, and by him doing this. One of the very important Maror Mekoymes in this Inyan is a tshuva that was written by the Minchas Aluza. And it's in Chelik Beis, of Shai's tshuva's Minchas Aluza. It's Simin Mem Ches. Now, the context of this tshuva is, it was written into a journal. So, once upon a time, Torah was very much disseminated through different journals. One of the popular journals was known as Vayilakit Yosef. That was the name of the journal. And it seems that there was a big vikuach going on in the journal between different Talmidei Chachamim, where they were discussing shaving, and the person, yeah, allowed to cut his beard, he's not allowed to cut his beard, and this is what was going on. And what was emerging from the discussion was that the Olam was naming on that in Halach it's a davar pashut that you're allowed to. The question then becomes, Al Pi Darizal and Al Pi Dazayir, right? That's more where it was spilling zechos. But you want to know in Halacha? Straight out, you ask a Rav, Halacha l'maisa, what's the Shaila? Of course it's something that's mutter. And the Mechzaluza said that I have to be Moicha. I have no choice. And he rather gives a whole akdama that he has a Messiah from Rabbi Leo Greidetzer, Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that the journals are not one of the Memches Devarim Shatayr Niknes Behem. And as a result, he says, this is something that I stay far away from. But at the same time, he said, I should have to be Moicher right now. And he says as follows, and if you look at the Mechsa Loser, because it's a fire and brimstone tshuva, Kedarka Bakoydish, but if you go through the tshuva carefully, it's very evident what exactly his objective over here was. And that is, he says, I know that there's so many G'dayli Yisrael that throughout the generations were not makbid in this Indian. And there's so many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Yidden over the generations that were not makbid. And he says, I'm not coming to be moitzi laz on Yidden. In fact, he starts off in the beginning, he says that you find the Nevi'im that were punished because they said not nice things about other Yidden. And he says, Kal v'chomer ben b'noyishol, Kal v'chomer, somebody like me, I would be so afraid to get up publicly and talk Schlechts and say that there are Yidden that are being over Isurim and they're doing something that they're not allowed to do. He said, but at the same time, to suggest that there's no basis in Halacha to be Machber is Poshet, not Emes. He says, the Sefer HaChinuch learned up in the Rambam, Potter Avalosser. He says, Rav David Pardo, in his Michtam LeDavid, the Merkeves HaMishnah, the Meiser HaKeach, there were so many G'dayli Yisrael that held that it's also. Good, you want to tell me we don't pass in that way? He says that's not what I'm coming to say. I'm not coming to convince you otherwise. That's not the Matoris at the Milchus HaLuzer in this Inyan. He said, but what I am coming to say is to suggest that there's no basis in halacha to be machmer. And there's no Inyan of a machmer tovel of bracha from a pure halachic perspective. Klal Yisrael takes on chumras that have less basis in halacha than this chumra does. It's something that for sure has basis in halacha. And because it's something that for sure has basis in halacha, so there's no question in the world if somebody wants to be machmer, it could be machmer. And then he brings what might be the most important tshuva in this Indian. And that is, he said, take a look in Shailos HaTshuva's Tzemach Tzedek. And this is not the Tzemach Tzedek HaRishon, But this is the Tzemach Tzedek HaAchren, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who wrote a very, very important tshuva in Yerideya Simen Tzadik Gimel, where he was very, very meirich, and he brought many, many bases in halacha for a person to be machmer, and not just to assume that because in Shulchan Aruch state it's mutter, so it's for that reason it's going to be mutter. And the emes is that, you know, we know that Chassidei Chabad are very, very moise nefesh when it comes to this Indian. And Befrat, the Shluchei Chabad, they go to places where they're mamish, the only Jew in, you know, miles and miles and miles. And afilu hachi, they keep and they maintain the Yiddish Tzura with a tremendous amount of Mesiris Nefesh. And the Mesiris that they have comes from this tshuva, from the Tzemach Tzedek. This is the origin. And if you go through the tshuva from the Michas HaLuzer, I mean, there's one thing you walk away with, the way he spoke about the Tzemach Tzedek, and the way he was machshiv, the Mesiris Nefesh that the Tzemach Tzedek had for the Yiddish Tzura. Yeh halacha, nisht halacha, the Kabbalah, ain't liyasek, yesh liyasek. But at the end of the day, you can't not admire the Mesiris Nefesh that he had to try to maintain the Tzuras HaYehudi during an era where Haskalah was wiping Yidden off the face of the map left and right. And so much of this tshuva that the Michas HaLuzer wrote was based on this tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, the way he talks about him, the Kodesh Vitar. It's not Shaykh, Ayin Sham, the adjectives that he used. But the bottom line is, this was the tshuva that the Minchas HaLuzer wrote as it relates to this Indian. So what's the Sikkum, right? What's the Sikkum? By the way, one of the things Minchas HaLuzer talks about, very stark in the Shtuva, he says that we know there is a Mesorah, that if there's a gray area in Halacha, right, there's a Sofik in Nigla, how to go about it. So Kabbalah's Machriya. Says much as Ein Liyesek Bin Astaris, but at the same time, Kabbalah's Machriya, and certainly when it's a Chumrah. And one of the greatest tainas that Minchas HaLuzer had in his Shtuva was the Zichar a Sofik over here. And because it's a Sofik, how can it not be Machriya? Now, Rabbi Vadi in his tshuva that we mentioned earlier, B'Yomer says, I don't see any Sofik over here. It's an Ofan Halach and Shulchan Aruch. What's the Sofik? And it bothered Rabbi Vadi. He says, what do you mean it's a Sofik? It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. There's no Sofik. It's a Rambam. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Because we're not sure if the Beis Yosef is saying good. It's the Beis Yosef. And he says, Allah Shem did that. Michsaluzer wrote things and, you know, different tzaddikim. He says, it's Pasha to me, Rabbi Vadi, that if a person after 120 is going to go up to Shamayim, and they're going to ask him, where was your beard? And he's going to say, what do you mean? Shulchan Aruch state, it was mutter. What do you mean? But there's another way to learn the Rambam. He said, but I follow the Beis Yosef. He says, ani maftiach. You have nothing to worry about. You're going to be okay. If this is what you're doing, you're going down, holding on to the plates of the Beis Yosef's Havana in the Rambam. He says, hasgunish meiret zuhum. But at the same time, there is a Zohar, and there is an Arizal, and the Sifrei Kabbalah, Moli V'Gadish, and there is this Inyan of Tzuras HaYehudi. And of course, that's what makes this a little bit of a complex issue. Truth is, if you go through the tshuva of Rabbi Vadia, so again, he lays it out like nobody ever could, and he talks about all the different subcategories to the shayla, right? I think it's just kedai to mention that. Number one, the ikar shayla we're talking about is the isim isparayim keintar. What about marasayim? Under one to the time that there's a marasayim issue, right? Is that a marasayim? This is an interesting shayla. Somebody's clean shaven. Does marasayim maybe use the razor? Maybe use the shaver, right? Why should that be marasayim? Something that's discussed. Chukas agoyim. Is there an issue of chukas agoyim? That Chassam Sofer already told the shayla. He says, no chukas agoyim issue. That's not an issue. What about lo yilbash? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, he made a very big deal about lo yilbash. He said that if a person's clean shaven, he's over lo yilbash. Under a tainit, what do you mean? A man is born without a beard, so it can't inherently be an issue of lo yilbash. But this is something that was very much talked about. The Kabbalah issue, there's a whole other issue, which we're not going to touch. And that is, what about shavers, right? Where do shavers fall into all this? That's a whole other noise. Because it's true in Shulchan Aruch state that a Misprayim Kein Tar is mutter. But what is a shaver? A shaver might be a tar. And that's a whole nother Inyan. And then there's already Messiah from the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazanish and the Poskim in America. That's a whole nother Inyan that's beyond the scope, certainly, of this raid by right here. But really, when you do the final analysis, it's noisy because there's a lot happening, but it's also pretty straightforward. And that is, if you follow your classic Gidrei Apsach, the way we would paskin any shaiva, L'chayra, it's mutter l'chatchila mamish for a person to shave his beard as long as he's not using a tar. To the extent he's not using a tar, it's mutter. All the other issues, l'chayra calls and nichnas in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter. Mutter means he wasn't worried about all these things. And as a result, it's going to be mutter. And that is for sure the way Gedolei Yisrael approached this issue, and befrat with a sensitivity, which you see in the truth from the Chassam Sofer, the truth from the Chidah. You see it in different truvas from different Gedolei Yisrael, that there were so many Yidden that were clean shaven, and there was this feeling that, don't be makatrik, again, something that so many Yidden are makelin, when it's rooted in Ofen HaHalachis, in Rambam, and in Shulchan Aruch. From the Kabbalah perspective, this is a huge, huge deal. There's nothing to talk about. This is a very, very, very big deal. Starting from the Zohar in Parshas Nasai to the words of Reb Chaim Vital, who said over in the name of his Rebbe that it's an Isser Godol Ma'oid. Very, very, very chomer. The Torah Lashma, like Reb Kivegin, Gilyan, Ashasi, and Shvus, that Beis Amabei said, don't use a comb. And even then, use your fingers. Do it very carefully, Erev Shabbos. And Imamish, he micromanages literally how you should go ahead and do it, because he's so worried based on this Indian from Dariza. Now, what does this mean, Lamaisa? Chassam Sofer always said, Ein Liesek Bin Istaris. But then again, Avada, there's an Indian. Avada, there's an Indian. There's a lot of Yidden that follow very much. Vashtein Zohar HaKadosh, and we say, Yesh Lanu Eisek Bin Istaris. Way, way, way above my pay grade. Just, again, we're just talking here in terms of laying out this issue. But I'll just end with one interesting thing. And that is, I've heard many times, you know, people discuss, did Ramchal have a beard? Right, Ramchal. Ramchal is doch Ramchal. Did Ramchal have a beard? The Muschurishan is, he was one of the Italian Rabbanim. And if he was one of the Italian Rabbanim, we have the Eidus of the Chassam Sofer, and we know the Italian Rabbanim, if you've seen pictures, right? Right, the picture in the Sharblat of Meleches Machsheves from Moshe Chayfetz, clean shaven, loyhoyo loy saira echad, right? So, what about the Ramchal? What does Ramoshe Chaim Letzato fall into this? So, I'll tell you something very interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen anyone quote this, but if you look in the Igros of the Ramchal, so, in the letters between the Ramchal and Rabbi Shai Basan, his Rebbe, and, you know, different Gedolei Yisrael. So again, we're not going to go into this, obviously. If you know, you know. But this is when the Ramchal was very, very young, and he was teaching Kabbalah, and he was mamash being Megalas Soides Soides, and there were people who didn't really know who he was, and as a result, they were investigating a little bit. They were trying to figure out exactly, you know, what is going on. So one of the letters in the Igros Ramchal, and this is Igeres Memvav, it's number 46. The letter was written to Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, who is Rabbi Shel Ramchal, and it was written by Rabbi Yosef Irgas. Yosef Irgas is the Baal Shailos Rechuvas Divrei Yosef that we mentioned earlier, who said that he heard from Binyamin HaKoyen, who was the Shver Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, that he saw a picture of the Ramam Ipano and he had a big beard. And that this Indian, that Ramam Ipano didn't have a beard, he was suggesting that then maybe that's not really the case. So either way, Rabbi Yosef Irgas is talking to Rabbi Shai Basan. He says, I hear about your Talmud, who's very, very young. He's a bocher at the time, the Ramchal. And he's saying, you know, different zachin in Yonei Kabbalah. And then he says as follows, I heard about him, ki ha'ish hazeh hu chacham v'charif b'nigla u'b'nister. Avul reyach shel chasidus le'avar b'ikla. V'sha'alti yoisam im hu nasoi. And I was told that he's not mekayim any of the aforementioned. How is it possible that when the Maggid came to him, so he didn't tell him that, what are you doing? Why are you not being Mekayim this? Now, who's writing this? Who's writing this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas. This is Rabbi Yosef Irgas Lashitosoi in the Shailos Rechuvas Divrei Yosef, who held that even the Ramam Ipano had a beard. And if that's the case, he said, how is it possible that Ramchal doesn't have a beard? What's going on over here? That's a kpeda. And if that, even in Italy, even in Chutz Laaretz, what's going on? It's poshet, right? It's poshet that this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas Lishitasa. Lamaisa, Rabbi Shai Basan ended up forwarding all these tainas to the Ramchal. And the Ramchal wrote back to Rabbi Shai Basan. And he responds to him. Then he sends another letter. And he writes as follows. Vashaloi hashi voisi al inyan gidol azaken. He says, you know, the one thing I didn't respond to in that first letter that I wrote to you was about the beard. He said, the reason I didn't respond to it is because Agid, I have to tell you, ki be'emes kfar mizman gidalteyo. It's because I do have a beard. And because I have a beard right now, so it's, for that reason, it's not something that I have to respond to. So it's interesting. It seems there was a time that Ramchal didn't have a beard. Then there was a time that Ramchal did have a beard. Even with the Ramam Ipano,
did have a beard, didn't have a beard, their vase, I saw brought down for a Moshe, and I discussed with Dovi Sarotsky, and he told me that he discussed with Rav David Feinstein, this is Emes Lamita, their Moshe said that if the Chassam Sofer wrote in a tshuva that Mami Pano didn't have a beard, it means he didn't have a beard. Because every word Vashtet in tshuva's Chassam Sofer is Emes Lamita. It's Nevuah Shehutzach HaLadayris. But regardless, this is sort of the sugya, this is a little bit of the noise, a little bit high level, there's a lot more to talk about. Maybe we'll get to it, Be'ezah Hashem, but for now, we're going to stop here.